When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Presidencies of the United States is a proud member of the Evergreen Podcast Network. Hello and welcome to the Presidencies of the United States. I'm your host, Jerry Landry. So this is just going to be a quick episode, but I'm going to be joined in this episode by my co-host for the Vice Presidencies of the United States, Alex. Alex, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Jerry, for having me. I'm sorry if I sound a little congested. I've been fighting a nasty cold the last few days.
But you're a trooper for coming on here and hearing some of the submissions. So as Alex knows, and anybody who follows on social media, I was asking for ideas for renaming the War of 1812. And this actually stemmed from a conversation with a longtime patron, supporter, listener, and friend, Michelle. We were talking about the War of 1812. Of course, it's the big subject of the Madison Presidency series. And she was like, well, why don't you just ask folks what they would name it? Because, and that's the thing, like the name War of 1812, it's not really that descriptive because it lasted until 1815. It's just kind of a blah, generic name. And so thought it would be fun to just get some ideas and suggestions. So Alex has been anxiously awaiting to hear. I haven't told him what the suggestions were that came in from listeners and supporters. And by the way, thank you to everybody who did send in a submission. I'm excited about these, and we'll talk once we get towards the end about how we're going to pick the one that really stands out, the cream of the crop. So, Alex, are you ready to hear some of these suggested new names?
Sure.
So, we had some that were a bit more descriptive of what the war was. So, one suggestion was the British invasion. And, of course, we did have that. There was one, winners and losers, and there were definitely a lot of the latter, not as many of the former, but there were some of those in the mix as well. But then also, and just as historians have talked about, in some ways, the War of 1812 was kind of a reprisal of the American Revolution. And so one person suggested the American War of Independence reprise. One suggested the Second Anglo-American War. And again, those were very descriptive. They tell us a bit more about what this war is about. Are you ready for some of the others?
Sure.
All right. So this one comes with a bit of judgment, and I think you'll appreciate this, Alex.
Okay.
The Unnecessary War of Jaw-Dropping Incompetence.
Oh, good. Yeah. That's pretty descriptive.
That's pretty descriptive. We also have the how the hell did we win this war?
Oh my God. Another one. Another one.
One person suggested the Battle of New Orleans and some other stuff we don't talk about. And to some respects, that's really the battle that everybody knows of, the Battle of New Orleans. Of course, listeners of Presidencies know that there's so much more to this war than the Battle of New Orleans, which we haven't even gotten to yet. Then we have two that are quite interesting because they come from different perspectives. So one person suggested the War of Canadian Aggression.
Oh.
And then we had somebody who made a suggestion from the Canadian point of view, the War of Southern Aggression.
Ooh. All right. Touché.
But then we have a couple more, the Impressive War and the War of the Status Quo. But then we have a couple that talk about some of the figures who were either directly or indirectly involved with this war. One suggestion was the War of Napoleon's Ruse. And then last but certainly not least, Andrew Jackson's coming of age party.
Oh my goodness. That's a horrific thought.
And that is basically what happened. This was how Andrew Jackson got to the national scene. And, you know, this was the beginning of his rise to the presidency. So, again, I cannot thank everybody enough who submitted suggestions for renaming the War of 1812. I think we've got some great ones here. And luckily, Alex, we don't have to choose which one is going to be the top choice. Oh, you were one to pass some judgment, weren't you?
Absolutely, yeah. What else do I do?
Well, we're going to ask our listeners and people who follow presidencies on social media, we're going to ask you to make the choice. So the way this is going to go, I'm going to do a kind of random pairing and try and have like two or three each day. Whoever gets to the top will end up going into another round until we finally end up with the new name for the War of 1812. I think that folks are going to really enjoy this. I'm interested to see what folks say about some of these and to see which one you pick as the new name for the War of 1812. So that will start in the next week or so. So be on the lookout for it. If you don't follow presidencies on social media already, we are available on Post, Mastodon, Blue Sky, and Facebook as Presidencies, on the formerly known as Twitter as Presidencies89, and on Instagram and Threads as Presidencies Podcast. You can also reach out via email at presidenciespodcast@gmail.com. And you can go to the website, presidenciespodcast.com, to find out more about our series. If you haven't been listening, if this is your first episode, we've got plenty of content out there, including our Vice Presidencies of the United States series. We have done two thus far. We're going to be talking about Aaron Burr before too long. So be on the lookout for that. Alex, any parting words before we let folks go and start getting to voting?
No, can't really think of anything. Just looking forward to seeing which of these titles, for whatever you want to call it, make it.
Well, may the best name win.
There you go.
And until next time, stay safe and healthy, be kind to one another, and take care, dear friends.
I'm Ken Harbaugh, host of Warriors in Their Own Words, a podcast that presents the unvarnished, unsanitized truth of what we have asked of those who defend this nation. As a country, we need these stories more than ever. Stories from Americans who have borne the battle, including 30-year-old remastered interviews with veterans from World War I recounting their time in the trenches of Europe, and with veterans from World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and from our most recent conflicts in Iraq, Afghanistan, and other battlefields Americans may never have heard of. Hear their stories by listening to Warriors in Their Own Words wherever you find podcasts.